on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
What do you know? Joe Biden on Morning Joe today. That was awkward. A former Senate staffer for Joe Biden claims that he sexually assaulted her in 1993. He said it never happened. New evidence has emerged over the last few days. People were saying, Mr. Vice President, you've got to talk about this. They hadn't been. Today he did. It starts in 1993. Former Vice President Biden, I'm reading now from the Washington Post this morning, was a powerful senator. This is 26 years ago. Tara Reid, then 28, I believe it's Tara Reid, 28, joined the office in late 1992. She was managing the interns. She's 28 years old, 26, 27 years ago. Spring of 2019, last year, you remember, Biden announces he's going to run for president, and about a half a dozen women share stories of unwanted touching by Biden that they said made him feel uncomfortable. Those awkward videos and scenes where Biden grabs women by the neck or shoulders and massages them. It's him being grandfatherly. It's him being creepy. And Reid was one of those women. Biden put his hands on her shoulders, the base of her neck. She said she was asked to serve drinks at a reception because he liked her legs. Early this year, voting in the Democratic primaries gets underway, and she's a vocal supporter of Bernie Sanders. Biden shores up the nomination. She gives an interview in a podcast in which she says he sexually assaulted her. She said it was a nightmare. She said he put his hand under her skirt and penetrated her with his fingers. He says it never happened. The Post and the New York Times have published investigative reports from a friend who anonymously corroborates Reid's story, but they also find a half a dozen former staffers at the time who don't recall anything like this. Two sound bites before we go to our guest. One is from The Larry King Show. In 1993, Larry King has some senators on and a Washington Post reporter. They're talking about a variety of things, and they take this call.
San Luis Obispo, California. Hello.
Yes, hello. I'm wondering what a staffer would do besides go to the press in Washington. My daughter has just left there. After working for a prominent senator and could not get through with her problems at all. And the only thing she could have done was go to the press, and she chose not to do it out of respect for him.
Or she had a story to tell, but out of respect for the person she worked for, she didn't tell it.
That's true.
Molly Nagel has been following the Biden campaign as an ABC reporter. She's a Chicago gal. I understand Southside. Is that right, Molly? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I'm a Chicago girl at heart.
So let's just talk a little bit about where we are today then. Really interesting call by the woman on that. It's hard to, you can't prove the woman has since passed away. Her mother died in 2016, but that's where her mother was living at the time. She says, that sounds like my mom. It corroborates my story. What happened today then on Morning Joe, and where are we?
Well, the big significant development today was that we heard Joe Biden for the first time talk about this allegation. He unequivocally denied it. He said it never, never happened. And sat for about a 15-minute interview where he took repeated questions about whether he had any memory of this staffer, whether he had any memory of any complaints being filed against him. And really one of the most interesting things we heard a lot about were a lot of his Senate records that are currently under seal at the University of Delaware. They're not open to the public. They're being held until 2 years after he retires from public office. Now, Biden made it clear that any sort of personnel documents, so any complaint that Tara Reid might have filed against him, wouldn't be held within those documents. That would be at the National Archives, and he has called on the Secretary of the Senate to ask the archives to go in and look for any sort of a document that might exist. However, there still are these lingering questions about his personal documents, these speeches, memos, policy position papers that would be housed within the university, and why he wouldn't make those available. Biden hedged on that continually in the interview today, saying, that any sort of evidence about Tara Reid or anything that might exist around this claim wouldn't in fact, be in the papers that are housed within that university.
He was on with Mika or Mika? Mika Brzezinski.
Mika, yes.
And if she filed an official complaint about sexual harassment or assault, it would have gone to one office, which has since merged or changed. It would be in some sort of public records. One search hasn't shown him up. But if we did a comprehensive search of all of his papers, which are sealed, then maybe something would turn up. But he said all kinds of things turn up that aren't anybody's business right now, and we'll just leave it at that. That was kind of an awkward moment. But I guess where we are today, and maybe where we will be, Molly, is it's a he said, she said. Boy, we've been down this road too many times. Would you agree with that? It's going to be the credibility of a woman we don't know anything about and the credibility of a guy we know a lot about, which is not to say that Biden isn't guilty of something here. I'm just saying everybody knows something about Joe Biden, and now this woman surfaces who was low profile beforehand.
Without any witnesses of the event, you know, it's hard to know. It's hard to know if we'll ever know for sure what happened one way or the other. But Biden said he's not going to question Tara Reade's motives. He's not going to question why she is coming forward with this. All he is asking for is that the facts are investigated and that there's a thorough investigation. And we should clarify that while Tara Reade says that she did, in fact, file a complaint about the incident while she was a staffer at the office, she did not include the fact that there was that there was an assault that took place. So that would not be included in the complaint if a complaint is indeed found.
A couple of sound bites from the interview with Brzezinski this morning. This is an adamant Joe Biden.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
Biden said he didn't remember anything.
I don't remember any type of complaint she may have made. It was 27 years ago. And I don't remember, nor does anyone else that I'm aware of. And the fact is that I don't remember. I don't remember any complaint ever having been made.
It's impossible for all of us to know, right? And we never will. So I think what happens then, Molly, is you begin to judge the behavior of, say, a Joe Biden. Does his protestations seem credible? And this is where Biden falls off the horse a lot, very easily. He gets so clunky and awkward at times, and he has a history of being handsy anyway. So I think the way he answers these questions is really going to do a lot to inform people's judgment on him. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think Joe Biden is going to do a lot of things to try and point to his past history with his work on violence against women. That is a landmark legislation that he worked on and very intensely, and it's something that he says he's most proud of in his history. It's something that's very closely associated with his history. So I think you can expect to see Vice President Biden point to a lot of the things in his past where he was fighting on behalf of women. That being said, there are obviously right before he announced he was running for president, there were several women who came forward to say that they made him uncomfortable. Now, none of those complaints rivaled Tara Reade's in the sense that they accused him of assault, but you know, they did come forward to say that he maybe touched them in a way that made them a little uncomfortable, and he acknowledged that he would going forward, he would keep that in mind moving forward. And we have seen the tactile Biden politician style out on the campaign trail. He really loves to connect with people one-on-one, to shake their hand, to look them in the eye, to hear their story on a one-on-one basis, something that's completely been taken away from him in the midst of coronavirus. But that's a part of who Joe Biden is connecting with people on a one-on-one level.
A few people, according to Washington Post, have corroborated parts of her story, but other people say we would have been in a position to know about this, and we've never heard anything like this. This is a quote from from one of his executive assistants at the time, Marianne Baker. She put out a statement for the campaign, mind you, but she says, in all of my years of working for Senator Biden, I never once witnessed or heard of or received any reports of any appropriate conduct, period. Not from Mrs. Reade, not from anyone. That's unequivocal, too. I've got to keep score here, though. Personally, I'll tell you that when she says that, I think, well, then I don't know how credible you are, because we've heard for years that Joe Biden, especially recently, was pre-hashtag Me Too, just a little touchy. And if she hadn't heard anything about that, then she wasn't paying attention or she's not telling the truth. But it's a leap from there to here. So that's, I guess, where we are today, right, Molly?
Yeah, I think going forward, we're going to see how this plays out in the presidential election. Obviously, he is transitioning now into being the presumptive Democratic nominee. And we're seeing this play out not only for Biden, but for a lot of the women who have been speculated to be possible vice presidential contenders for him, facing questions about these allegations and if they believe Biden. Several have come forward to say that they stand with him. Stacey Abrams, Kirsten Gillibrand, both have said that they believe Biden. And Nancy Pelosi as well has come forward to defend Biden, who she recently endorsed.
It's 9:30 on WGN. Molly Nagel, ABC campaign reporter with the Biden campaign. Nice to talk to you this morning, Molly. Thanks for your help today.
Thanks so much for having me.